I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Instacart knows that some people go bananas about getting the perfect, well, banana. Some want them green. Some want them ripe. Some want them ready right when they hit their doorstep. But with Instacart's preference picker, available at most retailers, you can choose to get your groceries just the way you like. That means perfectly ripe bananas, deli meat sliced just the way you want, and avocados that aren't still hard as a puck in the third period. So don't cross your fingers and hope for the best. Download the app and get groceries just how you like with Instacart.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
It is a mess back there. I mean, there's boxes all over the place. They're put in the wrong spot. There's like styrofoam stuck out here in the hallway now.
Yeah, so just a quick recap. Al and Eddie have an office that has been neglected for many years. Allie, our makeup artist, decided to move her whole operation in there, even though it was totally inconvenient for everybody but her and Jerry.
It's not inconvenient for me or... I mean, it's fine fantastic. For me. You're just mad because you got an extra 90 steps.
Exactly. And then there's also these very bright lights.
He's got 110 steps from where
screws my whole routine up
to his office.
I got to leave earlier.
So you got to take the 20 steps out that he normally had.
Exactly. So Allie then she took the sun and put it in that office too with the lights, and it blinded me this morning. But Boomer's got a big problem. It's all these cardboard boxes that she's leaving there. I tried to explain to him this is what women do, is they just leave cardboard boxes around to expect someone else to deal with it. But you're not having any of that, Boomer.
No, I'm not having any of it.
So Allie is on the line. Allie, good morning.
Good morning.
You left a mess.
I don't know how to break down boxes. I've never had to do that in my life.
Yeah, okay. So now you're feeding right into Geo's theory.
It's not a theory. It's a fact.
I texted Eddie. He said, break them down and put them in the garbage bin. In that time that I broke them down, I broke two nails. I had one tear fall down my face, and I just gave up.
See? Yeah, and by the way, you broke down those boxes, and you put them in the little garbage can. Who does that?
Well, those were little boxes. I didn't want to fill up the whole other garbage can in this.
So, hold on. The other garbage can is so much bigger than the one that you put these boxes into.
It's actually not. It's bigger, but it's more narrow. I couldn't even get the big box in that one.
I know, because then you left the styrofoam in the bigger box out in the hallway so I could.
Well, that's when I broke a nail and I gave up.
You broke a nail and I almost broke my neck.
Oh my God. You and I don't know who's more dramatic, you or Gio.
Definitely me.
I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I'm telling you, this is a symptom. This is a fact.
This is
one of these things that a woman, especially of a certain age, will not break down a cardboard box.
Wait, but you've never broken down a box, so I guess Benji does all the breaking down of the boxes at home?
He does. He does it all. He's the best.
Yeah, see?
See, Benji's like, you know, making her soft.
I mean, but Allie's not the only one. I mean, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of men that are listening to this right now that say, I'm dealing with the same thing. They just throw the cardboard boxes close to whatever the door is that you take them out to the garbage, and then that's that. Just deal with
it
whenever
you get
home,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is a place of work. It's supposed to be professional. We got you a professional space that you've been demanding. I don't know what else to do other than, you know, I have to scold you for this one.
That's all right. I'll take it. I don't have any other option because I don't know how to break them down. If somebody wants to teach me.
A teacher how to break down boxes.
Come on. To teach you.
The mirror box was covered in like five layers of tape. It's very hard to break apart.
Oh, my God. God.
Did you give her a box cutter or something, Eddie?
Scissors. I didn't have a proper box cutter, but I did. I had a scissor, which I gave her.
You could use a scissor. Have you used a scissor before, Allie?
It was like a craft scissor.
Oh. Not a great scissor, but I did have a box cutter.
Okay. Well, I'll bring you in. I've got several box cutters for the hundreds, millions of boxes that I've cut up in my house. So I'll bring you in a box cutter, okay?
I don't know. Box cutting isn't something I want to add to my resume.
Well, you're going to have to, all right? Because we're not picking up the slack. We have to deal with women in our lives
at home. I'm the one woman there with all men. I think one of you can do it for me.
I mean, listen, we got a show to do. We got to get ready. We got to prep. We don't have time to be cutting boxes and smashing boxes then.
All right, then this is what we're going to get.
Okay. All right, Allie. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you make
see
it
you
on time.
All right.
She has a propensity of being late these days.
She just needs to comport herself a little bit better.
Certainly. Her on time rate is in the 22nd percentile.
Hey, somebody left me a signed baseball here.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to, and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Who was here?
That was on the floor.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, that was from Doc Gooden like months ago that you
that's
didn't...
Doc Gooden
last year, about a year ago.
Yeah, it was about a year ago.
When he did that, when they did the tribute in April?
Yeah. I took mine home and put it in my bar area next to the things that are important to me. You threw it on the ground.
And I did not
play soccer with it underneath the
desk. Jay Horowitz came in special, had him signed live in front of us to each of us.
I had no idea.
And it was under the desk.
I didn't
threw
know
it on
that.
The ground.
Yeah. I actually think it's one of those where... It's two different pens. His name is in one pen because they showed up already. He had them signed.
Yes.
But then he personalized them with a pen from the office, different kind of pen.
That's right.
That gives it
a personal touch.
Yeah, a little authenticity, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, so there's an unbroken down cardboard box you can toss it into in Alan Eddy's office if you'd like.
I mean, honestly, I went back there to look. I didn't even realize because I must have walked right past it. But she took all of those boxes and put it in that little garbage
can. And by the way, that garbage can, after her first day back there, I went looking for my garbage can, and it was over by her area, stuffed with paper towels full of makeup.
Oh, yeah.
So
she
I
stole
went
your
out,
garbage can.
Yes. And so I went out and got a slightly larger one, still not a big one, for her for that purpose.
We have created a problem, which is like now that we've given her too much leeway around
Well,
here.
What happened when she was in the back? Like, why did this all of a sudden pop up?
Because she got her own area, she brought all her crap over there.
Okay.
And started unboxing it because she had all this room where back in sales where she was, she couldn't leave stuff around. So now she's like. Wow.
And she would put it now in Eddie's room in there. It would be in there. So now it's no longer in there.
Yeah,
so
not all the empty boxes. I don't know what she did with her in sales. Maybe they were just little presents for the sales area. And they were like, what's this?
And we just didn't notice.
Oh, yeah, we didn't because it wasn't in our space.
But now it's in our space and she's disrespecting your... You feel like she's disrespecting your space.
That's a little strong, but...
It's getting close.
Like, she probably would come in every day and go, when is somebody going to take this box?
Oh, yeah.
That's
exactly what she's doing.
Yeah, it's 100%.
You guys don't have a cardboard box fairy?
Yeah, that's
actually, at some point, it's gone through her head. Is Al or Eddie ever going to get rid of these boxes?
Well, Al's not going to get rid of anything. Have you been
back
there?
But it's their office.
I know, but have you been back there?
Yes.
I was thinking about doing something with them, but then it became a thing. We wanted to see how long it would go on.
And for the most part, Big Hurls has got an engineering on it. for the most part.
Oh, that part. Yeah, well, I'm just talking about the boxes.
Okay.
I did tweet out through the morning show Twitter account the pictures and the insane amount of wires next to the cardboard boxes.
Yeah, that's enough. Those are the wires to nowhere.
And then the thing that the Ghostbusters catch the ghosts in and they put down and suck in a ghost.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, those are all wires left over from positions that are no longer
here. Okay. Yeah. So we get rid of the wires then?
Well, you can't just willy-nilly just pull them out of the walls, no.
Sure you could.
I mean, you could. I don't think engineering would want it done that way.
Yeah, okay.
Things have to be capped properly.
Sure.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
They showcased a sense of love that I never had before. I mean, he's not only my parent, like he's like my best friend.
At the end of the day, it's all been worth it. I wouldn't change a thing about our lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.